Okay. Yeah, thank you. We'll start from Samche Amr Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 11 lines from the top of the page. First words in the line of Shema Amina. And we'll start from the words Meseve. All right, so continuing to talk about this question of whether you would give wine as one of the things that we are, setting up, being poskin yenos leisha, as part of this, what happens if this person is his wife is hanging out, living somewhere else separate from him? So how much he has to give her food, etc. And one of the things is wine. So we assume that you're not going to give wine to a woman. So the Gemara says, "Meisve, what do you mean, regila no sinla?" Right? We know that the Brisa tells us that if a woman is used to drinking wine, so then no sinla, then you have to give her some amount of wine. She says, "Gemara regila shani." No, yeah, if she's used to it, that's different. The Amr of Chenina bar Kahana, Amr Shmuel, regila no sinla kos echad, she'ena regila no sinla shnei kosos. Right? The Shmuel says that if she's used to it, so you give her one cup. And if she's not used to it, you give her two cups. What, my cup? What does that even mean? It doesn't make any sense. What does that mean? Explains as follows. So Amar Baya Hachigamar Regila Bifnei Bala Shnei Kosos. So she's used to drinking two cups of wine with her husband. Let's say at a meal, she'll usually drink a couple of cups of wine. So then Shalob Bifnei Bala Nos and La Kosecha. So then when she's not with her husband, so you give her one. Point being, again, the concern was giving a woman wine out in front of her husband, so at least all kinds of inappropriate things. Okay, but she's a person who is used to that, so you give her a little bit less, so then you're not as concerned. But if she's only used to drinking one cup of wine in front of her husband, so then then you don't give her any at all. And that's the difference. You're right, meaning generally we in poskin l'yayin, and generally we don't give her wine. But if it's something she's used to, so we give her a little less than she's used to, so fine. So then that would be okay. Okay, but if you want to, and if you want, I'll give you a different answer. Regila nos in la letzike kedera. No, if she's used to it, so we'll give her some, again, less than usual. What do you mean less than usual? We'll give her some to use as part of her cooking. Right? She's not going to actually, you're going to give her wine to drink as a drink, but you give it to her as an ingredient. Adam Rabbi Yavo, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Maisa bekalasha shanakdimon ben Gurion. There's a story with the daughter-in-law of Nachtiman ben Gurion, Shapasku la chachamim sasayim yayin letzike kedera me'er Shabbos la'er Shabbos. They gave her again a set amount that she's going to get a certain amount of wine again to letzike kedera in order to, if you look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom from the top, letzike kedera says Rashi lahat im tavsha, right? Again, it's for giving taste to the food. So they gave her from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos that amount. So Amrlahen, kach tifsegu levinoseichem, and she said that's what you should give to your own daughters. Same thing. You should have the same thing. And sasayim yayin is a lot. Two seya is a lot. It's a lot of wine. So she gives them like a bracha in a certain sense that you should do the same thing for your daughters. They should also get that amount of wine. So Tana shameris yavam haisa, and the explanation is given that what was it? the case was that she was a shemeres yibum, right? She's waiting for yibum with her husband's brother because her husband passed away without, and they didn't have any children, right? So then it says Gemara v'lo anu acharei amen. When she said, she gave them a bracha that the shame should happen to their daughters, they didn't say amen. Why didn't they say amen? For this reason, because it's true that she got a lot of money or she got a lot of wine. That was a nice stipend. But at the end of the day, it was because she was a Shemeres Yavam, which is not something anybody wants for their daughter. And that's why Lo Anu Acharei Amen, they didn't answer Amen to what she, her bracha to them in that sense. Something I'm trying to explain that it wasn't really a bracha. It was like, she was sort of like, she felt it wasn't so much, and she was kind of being sarcastic. But the point being that she, they didn't say Amen to her, quote, bracha that she was giving them. Okay. So Tana, Kos Echad Yafelisha, Shnayim Nivohu. So we're going to talk about the different levels of drinking and how it gets worse and worse and worse the more and more you drink. So one cup of wine, that's fine for a woman to drink. That's okay. Shnayim, if it's two, nivelhu. That's already considered like a little disgraceful. Shlosha tavas bepeh. If she has three cups of wine, so she's going to start propositioning even her husband. But she'll be, again, lightheaded and talking in a way that's not appropriate. arba afilu chamur tovas b'shuk. And if you give her 4 cups of wine, she's even going to proposition an animal, right, a donkey, in the shuk. Ve'in makfedesh, and she won't care. Meaning the point is she's going to lose control of herself and she'll be totally inappropriate. So amarava lo shanu ela she'in ba'ali ima. So Rava says that's only true if her husband is not around. Ava ba'ali ima le'islamba. Right, but if her husband's around, so then we're not concerned. Because again, what's going to happen? She's going to be with her own husband. So that's not something that we're bothered by. So that's okay. And presumably, we mean the lesser amounts, not the higher amounts, right? She's not going to have 4 cups of wine with her husband not around. That's probably still going to be something that bothers them, as we'll see. But fine. So Gemara says, wait a second. V'hachana the baila imahu havai. What do you mean? Chana was with her husband. What are you talking about? So Chana, we know, is together with her husband. With her husband Elkanah, they're out. They go to visit the Mishkan, etc. And the whole story happens where she goes to daven for to have a child. She ends up having Shmuel. So what's happening there? So there she's she's with her husband and she's accused of being a drunkard or drinking. And she says, "No, I don't drink at all." And what's the big deal? She's with her husband. Why wouldn't it be okay? She's with her husband. So and Gemara achsanai shiny. No, and achsanai is different. If she's together with her husband, but at someone else's house, so that's already that's different. That's considered more inappropriate. Why the Amr of Huna minan achsanai sha asu b'tashashim. I don't know that a guest is not supposed to be together. Husband and wife together when they are in someone else's house. Shneemar vayashkimu baboker vayishtachem ulufne Hashem vayashuvu vavol beisam haramasa vayeda elkana eschana ishto vayizkare Hashem. So what happens in the pasuk? Right. So after she comes back right from davening at the Mishkan, so they get up the next morning and they bow in front of Hashem and they go daven and then they go home, right? They go back to their house. And then vayyede al kana eschana ishta, right? So then afterwards, they have tashmish, right? So what do you see? Rashi says, vayavola beisam. Rashi says the third line in the white lens. Vayavola beisam. Vehadar vayyede al kana eschana. Only afterwards, only have to get home. So then they were together, right? Fine. So says hashtein meikara lo, says the Gemara, right? No, only once they got home. Before that, not. So again, so you see that we're not. We are makbid if they're not down their own house. Fine. Okay, so now we're gonna have some stories about individuals who came and asked for these amounts of wine and what happened, etc. So Choma de Bisu de Abaye. Choma was the wife of Abaye. And what happened? Abaye had passed away, and Asai Lakame de Rava. And she came to Rava. And Amrele, and she said to him, "Psokli mizoni, right? Give me a certain amount of money from my husband's estate that my children should have to take care of me." So pasak la, so fine. So he gave her some. He said, "Fine." He wrote some document that she has to be supported a certain amount of money. So psokli chamra. So she said, "Also okay, and also give me a certain amount of wine." So Amrele. So he said back to her, "Yadana bey binachmani de lahava shasi chamra." He says, "What do you mean? I know about your husband, Rav and Abaye. We're good friends. Abaye and Rav, they had lots of machlokzim. Why? Because they learned together, right? They knew each other very well." So he says, "I know your husband, right? And I know that he didn't drink wine." So again, the rule was, if you're rugil in certain amounts, then you give the person a little bit less. But they weren't rugil in wine at all. So Amrele, she says to him, "Chayai de chayai demar de havi mashkile b'shufrizi ki hai." So she says, "No, I would give him. I used to give my husband to drink wine this amount." Look at Rashi says, "Shufrazi begivim aruchim shekarin midirnish." So she, I used to give him these big giant cups that are called midirnish and kihai, like this. You mean like this? So Rashi says, "Kemidas amasi uzroi." She went like this, her hands and her arm. Right? She showed him with her hands how much this big. I don't know if she really means literally that big. But it was very large. I used to give him a big amount. Okay? So what happened? So what happened? While she's showing him how wide the cup was, and she's putting her arms out, so what happened? Just what happened to my sleeve, right? So her sleeve rolled up, and he saw her arm. Okay? We don't know what part of her arm did he see. probably could be halmachalkas. This part of the arm, this part, whatever it was. He saw, she became, part of her body became uncovered. And what happened? And there was this big light that now shone in the Bezdin. When her arm was showing, she was a very beautiful woman, presumably, and so she exposed part of her body on purpose, and this caused a light to shine in the Bezdin. So what happened? So Kam Rava al Beisay. So Rava got out of there. He went home. Tava Labas Rav Chista. He went to his wife, who was the daughter of Rav Chista, and he was Tava. He said that he wanted to have tashrus with her. So she said to him, Amrei Basra Chista, man havi in the Beis Din. Show up at the house and tell me this is what you want to do. Like, what was going on in the Beis Din? Who showed up there today? So Amrei La, Choma de Bisu de Abaye. He says, well, I'll tell you, Choma, Abaye's wife, showed up. So Nafka Abasra, Machta La, Bekufe de Shida, Ada Afka La, Mikula Mechuza. So what happened? She went outside. And she ran after her, and she beat her up. She hit her, at least. With, look at Rashi says, Bekufe deshida b'min ol shel argaz. She took a lock that goes on a chest, a leather strap or something, and she hit her with it. Okay, I don't know if I really beat her up, but she hit her with this thing. Why did she do that? Until she, ran around the town a little bit. And so, and what happened? Amra Allah, she said to her, Katlas leich t'lasa. Right, you already killed three husbands. Presumably, she had been married already three times. Right, va'asis l'miktal achrina, and now you want to kill another person. So presumably, it doesn't mean that she wanted to. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Kitlas lach tlas shekvar nises legimel." Right, she'd been married three times with Mesu, and they all died. Kidam rivam misperikabav yivam. So, and you want l'miktal achrina shebas laharos yofiech she yikpots ish alayich. You're trying to show off your how you look. So that men should want to marry you. I mean, she wasn't really concerned that she was seducing her husband. She wasn't worried about that. But she's just saying, in general, you're being not sanua. It's not right. And you're acting inappropriate, trying to draw people towards you. So what are you doing? So fine. So that's the end of that story. Fine. The bishu de Rav Yosef, berei de Rava, asala kamei, de Rav Nechemya, berei de Rav Yosef. So the wife of Rav Yosef, who was the daughter? He was the son of Rava. So again, now we're talking Rava's son, Rava's daughter-in-law. So Asala Kameh de Rav Nechemya Berei de Yosef came to Rav Nechemya, who was the son of Rav Yosef. So Amalei Psokli Mizoni. So she said, "Give me, set up an amount of again food for me each week." So Pasuk La. So he set up for her Psokli Chamra. She said, "Okay, also please give me some amount of wine that I'm supposed to get." Pasuk La. So he set up for her. Amr la yadana bahu bibni machuza de shasu chamra, because I know the people machuza they could drink wine. So that's why he went ahead and he gave her an amount of wine that she could get also. The bisa de Rav Yosef, Berei, de Rav Menashia, the wife of Rav Yosef, who was the son of Rav Menashia, midvil, asai the kameh de Rav Yosef, came also to Rav Yosef. Amr la psokli mizoni, she said, give me a certain amount of food, pasakla, so she did it, psokli chamra, pasakla, wine, sure, set it up for her. Psokli shirai, can you give me a certain, and I want you also to give me a certain amount of silk that I should be able to have also. So Amr la, shirai lama, wait a second, that's not part of the deal. Why am I giving you some of the silk? What are you talking about? So Amr la, she said, l'cha u'l'chaverch, l'chavrich u'l'chavruchrech, chavrurech. It's for you and for your friends and for your friends' friends. What are we talking about? Says Rashi. L'chavrich u'l'chavrurech, shelo et bazeh al habrios, Mikvodi Harishon. Lobafanecha, Lobifin Chavirayach. What is she worried about? She's worried that if she doesn't have the right clothing, she's going to become embarrassed. She's not able to keep up the style of clothing, the types of clothes she used to wear. And so she's nervous if she doesn't have a certain stipend for clothing, it's going to become embarrassing for her. So we don't know. The Gemara doesn't end up telling us if he gave it to her or not. Maybe he said that for her. But the point is, I think the point of the story is to show that it's not all the same, right? For every person, it's going to be a little bit different. You can talk about that in terms of tzedakah, right? That when it comes to tzedakah, that every person is different, that people use a certain standard of living, so depending on who they are, the amount of tzedakah we're expected to give them is a little bit different. So presumably the same thing over here, that, and we not just presumably, we saw regila, right? You give her, if she's not regila, you don't give her. But the point being that, it depends on what the person's used to, there can be a different standard for each and every person. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up the next tomorrow.